delicious.
Yeah, you can't not say nice after that. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into the Movie Rubric. I'm Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Jonah Jovi.
And this week we are going to be discussing the newest Alien movie, Alien Romulus. Last week, first time in a very long time that I recorded our thoughts going into the movie, I remembered to do it this time. Let's go ahead and listen to that. It's actually a little weird because I wanted to film it in front of the poster when there was like no one out there. It was dead. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Where's Jonah?
Oh, yeah, true. I was
you
gone.
Were like running a bunch of side quests.
I was on a side quest.
Yeah, doing who knows what.
For my mother.
Yeah, so he finally showed up. We left the theater. And then when we went out there, there's a lot of people in there in the lobby. So yeah, let's go ahead and listen to this.
This one's going to be a slight return to form with a little bit more action than what
I'm
most
restarted from the top fans. It.
All right. I was thinking about filming in front of the Alien poster, but that feels weird with the people here. I'm a huge Alien fan. I think this one's going to be a slight return to form with a little bit more action than what most fans want. But as a fan of Aliens and Aliens 2, I think that it's going to be very gory and a very good, fun time.
Hey, it's Jonah. I haven't seen any of the Alien movies, so I'm just down for the ride. I think we'll see some spooky, slimy, creepy crawlies, and maybe I'll even squirm a little bit. Who knows?
Did you squirm?
I did.
Okay.
This is Cole. I'm expecting some solid gore, some good action, and similar to what Tyler said, I think it's going to be up there with one of the better Alien movies. Return to form here.
This is my wife.
Oh, as long as no cats die, I'm okay.
This is our friend Josh.
Hello.
What do you think the movie is going to be like, Josh?
I think it's going to be like horror like the first one more than action like the second one.
All right. We're going in. We're late. We got to go.
Yeah. So we were out there and I looked over and as we were filming it, like Elena, my wife and our friend Josh, other Josh were just standing nearby. They were just like looking like NPCs looking at us. And I was like, I feel like I need to get them involved in this.
I did them on this.
Yeah. My favorite was that Josh heard us do the whole thing. And then when I got to him, I was like, hey, Josh, hello. It's like,
he was spacing out maybe.
My wife was very stressed. We rewatched the first one this past Wednesday and the whole movie. She was like, is the cat going to die? No cats were harmed in Alien Romulus. I'd say we're pretty spot on with our predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing totally off on that one.
No. Mm-hmm.
Not like the last one.
Yeah. I take credit for being really off on the last one. I tried to go in with good expectations, and I shouldn't have done that. Did you squirm?
I did squirm at one scene. Yeah.
I know Cole and I like scary movies. How do you feel about scary movies?
I like scary movies. However, I didn't watch them a lot growing up. I wasn't allowed to watch like any rated R movies for a really long time. So I like scary movies, but I have not seen very many of them, if that makes sense.
I want to get a beat on you because you've never seen the original Alien or Aliens. Also, I said Aliens 2. I meant Aliens 3. They named them weird. So there's Alien, Aliens, and then Aliens 3.
Right, right.
They just act like it's the third one, like they didn't just try to like be funny with the second title name.
Yeah.
I meant Aliens 3. So to get a read on you, since you've never seen Aliens, what would be one of your favorite horror movies?
Ooh, we talked about this in 5 Nights at Freddy's. I think, what was my top pick? I like The Thing a lot.
Yep.
You Thing was played that at movie you. Night. I really like The Thing a lot.
Had you not seen it before movie night?
Mm-mm.
It was glad good. I could introduce
I remember
you
what your five
night.
Was. Or what five. Your top five. Get Out was Get Out was number one.
I like Get
you.
Out a lot.
That's good.
What else have I seen?
You had Psycho and American Psycho in your top five.
I like American Psycho. I don't know if that would count, really, but
It's a thriller. Psychological.
You had A Quiet Place. That was the other one.
Yeah, that's another one.
How's he do that?
That was them. That he is accurate.
He remembered it better than you did.
Yeah.
Did we record that episode?
October of last year.
That's good memory. I appreciate that.
I don't know how you do it, man. I really don't.
If I could remember something important, that'd be good. But, I remember Jonah's top five from an obscure episode
obscure
of the
long
podcast.
Time ago.
And to show important, you, like, forget about that.
Yeah, and like to point out like how like little horror movies I've seen, I don't even really love the original Psycho that much, but I was like, I guess by default he's here.
Just because it's one of the five you've seen.
I've seen it, so I don't like it, but it's on there.
Okay.
Remember three of us had me, you, and Josh had It 2017 in our top five also.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I probably said The Conjuring.
That was your number one.
That was my number one. I do really like The Conjuring. What was your number one? Just remind us if you remember.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't know how he remembers that that was my number one. It's like he doesn't remember that was one of them. He remembers that was my number one.
Your Alien was number two on yours.
Okay, ooh, well, look at that. Well, now that we've set the groundwork, I love Alien. I think I'm, by just default, the biggest Alien fan here. I was really excited for this movie, and I was really looking forward to it. So there's one thing I think I was wrong about, and I think it was actually less action-oriented than I expected it to be, in a good way. While we talk about spoiler-free stuff here real quick, it didn't have a lot of action.
No, not really.
No.
Until maybe the end, maybe.
But even that, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
They didn't go overboard with it.
Yeah.
No, and had a lot of gore, on-screen deaths. Let me address something. I had this further down in here when I said, let's discuss fans of this popular series. I heard a director recently call Aliens the biggest franchise that no one has watched. Because everyone knows of Aliens.
Yes.
Have they actually seen it, though?
Most people have not seen most of the movies.
Myself included.
They've watched one here or there. Maybe they watched Covenant when it came out recently. But most people haven't seen most of the Alien movies. But everyone knows what Aliens is. They're aware of their releases. I'm going to talk about the fans really fast. I put you can't win. Online sentiment surrounding this movie has been, they tried too many new things. I hate it. It's not Aliens. And then the comment right underneath that is, this is just a rehash of the original movie. There's nothing new, about it.
So it was too much. It was new, but not new all at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, and I
gotta love it.
I kind of half put my foot in my mouth a little bit because one of my students said, wasn't that a lot of people's problem with episode 8? Was that they tried something new and people didn't like it? And I said, you know what, student name? That's actually a really good, valid point. I said, you're right,
student.
I kind of fall into that category just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I would argue this, the difference is that this was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like fan bases like that, I feel like, that are like divided and like, I want them to not do anything too different, but also, no, don't, people don't do don't, the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we've seen it with a bunch of different, like different media. It's not even just movies. Nobody hates the product more than their own fans.
More than the fans. Yes. You're a Metallica fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it all too well. Like, Metallica fans are toxic.
I'd never seen Metallica live before. I went with Cole and them, and I loved it. They introduced one song. It's like, this one's off our new album. We know you guys hated it, but you're going to listen to it anyways. And I was like, what?
Dang.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. People are still mad about the Black Album for Metallica, which happened in 1991.
Sorry to say, wasn't that like forever ago?
Yeah, that was 91. Because they think Metallica, there's a elitist, is what I'm going to, like, they're kind of there, who like think Metallica hasn't made any good since 1988. And Justice for All was the last good album.
Jeez.
And don't even give anything else a chance because it's different, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
It was more polished, more radio friendly. And then they went Load and Reload, went a little softer, and then when they came back to heavy stuff, it still wasn't quite like the older stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna use Metallica a little bit as an example while still talking about that thing. I think that the biggest difference between this one and like our opinions on episode 8, in addition to like, I think this is just a good movie, Alien is a franchise that like by default tends to try and experiment with different stuff. You have not seen Aliens 3 and 4. They go off the rails.
Oh, dang.
Like absolutely off the rails. And with Metallica, once you put out so many albums of the same thing, you have to try something new. Yeah. I would have been fine if episode 8 tried something new and it failed. I just feel like Rian Johnson didn't respect the franchise while trying new things. I think that's my problem with episode 8.
That's fair.
This one, they tried some new stuff, but I felt like, what's the guy's name? Fade Alvarez? I felt like he came at it from a place of admiration and love and wanting to try new things to support the original film.
Yeah. And that's, you know, going back to Metallica, if you could, they could have very well done the same thing over and over. And just like with any movie franchise, you could just do the same thing over and over, play it safe, but your career is probably it's not going to have long standing power then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to eventually, people are going to get bored of it. It's going to fizzle out and you could potentially take a gamble on it and it pays off, and it paid off for them, like from a music career standpoint.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, and I talked about this in the car on the way home, I feel like this movie, while we're still in the spoiler-free discussion part, I never officially announced that, was kind of felt like Episode 7 a little bit. Not like it felt like Star Wars, but Episode 7 was a rehashing of A New Hope.
Took a lot from the original.
Yeah. It wanted to hit a new audience, bring in that new generation of Star Wars fans, but it did it in a respectful way. Like, I pointed and I was like, oh, that's the thing from the other movie, but just reskinned.
Yeah.
I thought it was respectful. Yeah. That's how I'd call this movie.
It was just telling the same story, just slight skin change.
Yeah.
Slight change to swap the characters out.
Absolutely. It's a remakeful.
Yeah.
Remakeful. Yeah, that's a... You should trademark that.
I think I've heard it before. Oh, okay. I could be wrong.
Well, you should trademark it.
Has anyone trademarked it, though? That's
the thing. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone else has, so...
Trademark it anyways, just to be safe. All right, well, before we get into the spoilers, I did type out... I'm trying to hold that torch that Josh started for us. I typed out a few facts about the movie here. According to one Google search result, I need to go back and double-check. When did Alien 1 come out? Do you know?
That was probably 79.
So that would check out. That doesn't feel that long ago. The headline said 45-year-old franchise, and I went, what?
Dang.
Yeah, it wasn't even quite... Yeah, it was late 70s, so yeah, it was 79. You know what? I'm going to double-check.
Double-check that. I'm going to spitfire these facts here real quick. And also, a big reason I'm doing this is to remind myself of the character names, because I tend to always forget.
Yep, 1979.
That's awesome. How do you know that? That 45-year-old franchise. This one was directed by, I think it's Fade. I'm sorry if it's like Fede. It might Fetty. Be Fede. Fede Alvarez. And it featured Ridley Scott as a producer. I feel like he's the guy who made the original one. We should note that on there. Callie Spaney as Rain, David Johnson as Andy, Archie Renault as Tyler, Isabella Merced as Kay, Spike Fern as Bjorn, and Eileen Wu as Navarro. I didn't know this. Bjorn, that's such a cool name.
Bjorn is awesome. That's like a Viking name.
I want to name my kid Bjorn.
Oh, that's good.
But like misspell it, like B-E-E-Y-O-R-N.
Bjorn.
Bjorn. I found out this was originally supposed to be a Hulu movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Prey.
It was originally in kind of in that same ballpark of things. Yeah, it was supposed to be a Hulu movie. And then at some point, I don't know if I found an article that accurately told me why, someone liked it enough was the leading theory that they said, let's put this on the big screen. It had a budget of around $80 million, which is not much.
No.
I just want to say, Borderlands, $120 million before marketing.
Dang.
Versus this one, which is $80 million, as far as I know, with marketing. And I think this movie looked a million times better.
Oh, yeah. 1,000. This movie looked really good.
One of the best looking movies I've seen in a very hot second.
Oh, yeah.
It's already brought in around $108 million globally on its opening weekend. I think that's awesome for an R-rated niche horror movie.
Yeah, we had a full theater. Well, almost full theater.
Yeah, it was packed.
It was pretty packed.
And I bought our tickets like a week in advance, and it was hard to get seats. We were really to the right when I was buying my seats on this one. Sorry. Who sat on the far right? Was that you?
It was me.
Be honest. Was that just like a miserable experience?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
I mean, like, me and you are different on that. Like, I'm not as picky on, like the sound stuff. And, like, it really wasn't even like it was a pain to, like, watch the movie either because it's such a massive screen.
Yeah, I just would be worried about... I felt bad when I looked over at one point. I laughed at something, and I looked over, and I saw you down there, and you had your head, body kind of turned, and I was like, oh... That feels awful. So I was going to say, if that happens again, we should switch. I'll let you have the middle. I'll take the outside.
It really wasn't that big of a deal. Like, it didn't, like, hinder my experience at all.
Well, good. You said hinder, and immediately Lips of an angel started playing in my head. It's like there was a cassette tape in the back of my brain, and, like, the little SpongeBob clone minions were sitting there, finger trembling over the button, and the second Cole said, hint.
Yeah, Lips of an Angel. The little bubble comes down.
Lips of an Angel's a new photograph as far as memes go.
Photograph. All right. Well, hey, let's give this thing a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and then let's dive into some spoiler conversation. I'm going to say two thumbs up. I really liked this movie. There's a lot of valid criticism online, but, like, all of that aside, I really liked this movie.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm also going to give two thumbs up.
I think I'll also say two thumbs up. I had a really good time with this.
There you go.
This made me want to go watch the other Alien movies.
You should.
It made me want to go play Alien Isolation.
That game looks fun, too.
Great game.
Yeah. One of my friends who went and saw it pointed out, he said it's like a mix between the movies, the prequels, and the video game. And I was like, that's a perfect, like, once again, this movie just brings them all together, brings them all home. It had elements of Prometheus and Covenant, even though people didn't like those, they didn't do the whole J.J. Abrams thing and pretend they didn't happen. They found a meaningful way to rework them into the plot. It had elements of the first two movies and spades, and then even towards the end had some stuff from, like, Aliens 4 in there. We'll talk about that here in a bit. So six. I had to count. I had to math. Six thumbs up. Go see this movie. Yeah. All right. Jonah, give us a siren real quick. This is spoiler warning territory. Okay. Thank you.
I'm glad it's not me doing the stupid noises this time.
Yeah. Well, I think you did it last time, or a couple times ago. I did it last time. And I was like, we need to just alternate who makes the siren
noise.
So, man, I really liked this movie. I feel like I never know how to start off the spoilers and just dive into spoilers. So I'm going to start with favorite character, least favorite character. And then through that, I'm sure we'll hit some of our favorite moments throughout this movie. So first off, favorite character, Jonah Cole. Did you guys have a favorite character in this movie?
Yes. Problem is, though, I don't remember any characters' names in this movie.
Hey, well, I just said them all.
Yeah.
Can you describe who was the robot? That was Andy.
I liked him. He was my favorite character.
Also my favorite character.
Yes. I would agree with that.
Was yours too?
Yeah.
What's the actor's name portraying him?
No. David Johnson.
He did a good job acting like a robot.
Killed it.
Yeah.
He killed it. Yeah. His mannerisms were like exactly how like a synthetic human I feel like should be.
It wasn't even just a robot. It was very specifically an Aliens universe robot because they have a lot of lore in and of themselves. But then he played two different versions of it, one of them being one with like social anxiety and like
it's kind of awkward
telling jokes.
Yeah. I almost say it reminded me of someone with like a learning disability. Like he struck me. I don't know if they were going for and I apologize really hard. I apologize if this is offensive. I don't think it is.
Well, if it's offensive, we just got canceled.
Yeah.
So there
we go. it almost felt as if he was going for like an autistic character approach.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Cole works in special education. So yeah, I kind of felt like he was going for.
He definitely gave off that kind of vibe, definitely on the first part of his character.
Yeah. The stammers, the misreading and misunderstanding, facial expressions and like social cues. There's just a lot of it, and he played it well.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was a synthetic robot. I thought he was just like a really bad actor. At first,
he has no emotion.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this character? This is gonna be horrible. I'm like,
this
okay,
guy stinks.
And I'm like, oh, okay,
he's actually pretty good at this.
Okay, yeah. Never mind. He's playing his part really well.
Yeah,
and then he plays an entirely different character a third of the way into the movie.
Yeah.
He
evil guy
flips.
Yeah,
a very unnerving robot.
Yeah, he goes full David. I know you don't know who David is. You probably don't know who David is either. You loser, go
David?
Watch
from the Bible.
Yeah, after that, 100%.
Oh
no, it was started with Prometheus, and then David had a really big role in Covenant.
Yeah, I didn't see either of those.
You should at least Prometheus. They gave this as they were talking about the movie, and they were putting out stuff. They put out this thing online that was talking about like the. How do I say this? Like the development of the synthetic androids. And they put out a video called like Happy Birthday, David. And it's extremely unnerving, played by Michael Fassbender. And this guy channeled that, in my opinion, very, very well. Okay. So we all loved Andy. I will say this, spoilers, Andy had my least favorite part in the movie.
I think I know what it is because I think I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's go ahead and talk about favorite parts then. What was your guys' favorite part in the movie?
That's tough.
It is tough.
I think, never mind. Someone else can go.
I've got mine.
I got one.
Hit me with yours.
Okay, so if I'm going to pick a part, like a part that like sticks out, stuck out to me, like even when we left the theater, would be at the end where we had the alien-human hybrid thing.
That was creepy and unexpected.
Because really it wasn't even like... The interaction with it. It was the initial reveal of it where you turn around and just standing there.
Oh my gosh. That was, I think I shared this on the scary movie one. I put Annabelle in there. No. I don't think the movie Annabelle is good.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't think Annabelle is good, but one of the most scared I've ever been in a movie theater is when she's running up the stairs. Something's chasing her. She doesn't know what. She's running up the stairs and she kind of half calmly turns around and the camera just cuts to the demon-looking thing just vibing on the staircase, just watching her, unnerved me.
Yeah.
This moment nailed that. Yeah.
There was one person in the theater that, when it turned to show that guy, she went, oh!
And, oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, same. Like, she hit us with the hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Yeah. And I feel like the build-up to that was really good, because, like, the one girl, the hot girl, says she's pregnant, And then
just say hot girl.
Hot girl, yeah. So she's pregnant.
And then, hold on, Jonah.
Jonah's unhinged.
Jonah, I mean, you're not wrong, but no, also I mean, I feel like, yeah, we're gonna get people being like, they have names. Jonah's like the hot one.
Learn the names, Jonah.
I forgot everyone's names.
You know what's funny? I think
that's the problem. Like, I don't know any, like, they didn't like leave enough of an impact for me to like remember the names, so I really don't think it matters as much.
I think her name was Kay.
Yeah, you. Yeah, I think you do.
I think
because sure. I recognize that actress.
It's gonna be K for now on then.
Yes, my bad.
The hot. You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, but because like it starts out, she's like, I'm pregnant, and then there's kind of like tension there with her because you're like, oh, what? She has a baby. Is the baby gonna die? And then you know, it's like, oh, she did die, and then it's like, oh no, she's alive again, and then she takes the rat serum,
and
then and then you're like, what's gonna happen? And then she's like, she's like giving birth. What the frick? And then, yeah, I don't know. It was a good buildup.
I think this movie had a lot of really good uses of foreshadowing, which sometimes scary movies are too heavy-handed on. Sometimes they don't do any foreshadowing at all. I think this one was pretty good. That one, though, being an established Alien fan, when she said, I'm pregnant, I was like, that thing's coming out of her, this movie. Ooh, I was like, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be a xenomorph. I don't know if it's going to be the thing we got, which is...
Voldemort mixed with it.
The
Xenomorph.
Holes in the back, the SpongeBob holes.
Yeah.
SpongeBob holes. Looks like
unnerving.
A necromorph from Dead Space.
Had like a weird like demigorgon mouth for a crotch.
Yeah.
Like it's tail.
That thing clearly didn't skip leg day.
Yes.
It was beefy in the legs, beefy but not legs. Beefy anywhere else.
That thing was scary. Cole, what's really funny, and here's once again, I think that fans just want to hate it because it's not the original movie. Hot take. The original movie's okay. It's good. It's really good for a movie that came out in, what, 79?
79, yeah.
For a movie that came out in 79 with such a cheap budget, it's good. When you watch it, it holds up, but it's not incredible. People will put it up on this pedestal. I'm one of those, but it's pure nostalgia, and I think you have to recognize that. So a lot of people hated the ending of this movie. So your favorite part, when I get online and I'm like scrolling Facebook reviews, people hate it. The ending of this movie.
I liked the ending of the movie.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Say it was awesome.
I think if it ended before that, it would have felt like the ending, something was missing from the ending.
Say it would have been like, okay, because I kind of expected it to end before we even got to that part. Like, okay, they got off the ship. They're going off their merry way. Yeah. Roll the credits.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it would have done it, it still would have been a solid movie.
You know, though, you haven't seen the original one. You've seen the original one, right?
Yeah.
That was
been
why
a
they
long time, but yeah, I've seen it.
That was why they added in the original one. Ripley blows up the ship, and then as it's exploding behind her, she's like getting ready to put herself in cryo sleep, and she realizes that the xenomorph has snuck on to her escape shuttle. And then there's a scene similar to this movie where she sneakily puts on a spacesuit, she opens up the airlocks and shoots it out. And if you noticed the barb in like the side of the dead xenomorph at the beginning of the movie, it's supposed to be, if I understand, the one that she launched out of the airlock.
Is the ship that they invade, I assume it's the one from the first movie.
No.
Oh, it's not.
The one from the first movie is totally nuked Dunyan rings. Oh, like,
okay. So this is a different ship.
Different ship.
Okay.
And it takes place 50 years before the second one, I want to say. It takes place somewhere in between the two. Supposedly, there's a director's cut out there where Weyland Yutani finds Ripley's ship and finds her in cryosleep looking for the xenomorph and then decides to leave her in cryosleep and purposely puts her off course. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm hoping we get that director's cut, but it'd show how evil the Weyland Corporation is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Where was I even going with that? No, the first movie had that and a lot of people loved it. So they thought that this was trying to rip that off. But like, I don't know. I loved the ending of this movie.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Like,
it needed something.
Yeah. Yes, it needed a little something more.
Like, and here's the thing. As far as like a marketing standpoint and like for like a business standpoint, is getting people talking about it.
Oh yeah, like absolutely.
What you don't ever want is something to be mid and no one talks about it.
Good or bad is always better than mid. You're totally right.
Yeah, and that's the scene that made me squirm was when she is giving birth to the alien pod,
the big
and then
bean.
Yeah, the bean comes out, and then it when it opens up and the weird little fetus is like, I was like. Whoa.
Yeah, that was really disgusting.
She's laying an egg over here.
Yeah, like literally laying an egg. I'm like, in the best way possible, maybe score.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you do.
Was that also your favorite scene?
This sounds like a really weird one. I really like the scene when she turns the gravity off and they have to get out of there and the acid's flying everywhere.
No, totally.
I thought that was cool.
That's cool.
I was like kind of like, oh, don't touch it.
Mine's you know? basically that. I had the shootout in the hallway kind of paired with the swimming through the acid.
Yeah.
So like mine's basically that too. I love the hallway shootout sound.
It was good,
like,
yeah.
But I literally put the original, because I'm pretty sure they used the sound effect from like the original Aliens guns, like the big marine guns. I put the original gun sounds make me like they sounded so good.
Yeah.
I was a fan of the hallway shootout scene just in general. So I'm right there with you. And then this is the this one was really hard for me. What is your guys' least favorite part? Because I liked the movie.
Yeah.
Hard to find.
I just got a glance at your least favorite part. Oh, you turn the screen.
Spoilers. Don't look at my screen unless I did tell you to. Oh, yeah.
I least favorite part.
I wonder if, because you mentioned something about it earlier. I wonder if it's the same. So I haven't seen Alien or Aliens, but I know of that famous line, the get away from her, you son of a.
You biscuit.
You biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I knew about that. And maybe I'm just being a hater here, and I'm not an Alien fan. So I don't want to be a hater, but I was really engrossed in the spaceship and the world. I was really in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he says that line again, the robot, I felt like it took me out of it a little bit. I was like, that's a little corny for what the vibe of this movie was going for.
I 100% agree. That was my least favorite part too.
You mentioned something about earlier. Yeah.
Part of me was ruined because I think I shared this as we were going, like when we were getting ready last week and talking about it, the director said, there's a line in there that's similar to like Ripley's famous line from Aliens. I didn't expect it to be just the line from Aliens.
Yeah.
You're right though. We have this super serious moment. It happens at the end of the fight and then it felt very forced.
This doesn't feel like a movie where you would do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It felt out of place.
The original one just works. Like, Ripley, there's a little girl about to be taken by this giant alien queen, like this huge giant xenomorph, and she puts on, like, this, like, mech suit designed to, like, move crates, and she just storms up, and then she delivers the line, and it works, and then she punches it in the face. It works.
Yeah.
This one felt very heavy-handed and forced, and this was one of the times where some people are complaining that the movie too closely copies the older movies. I would agree here. They should have written their own line or cut that.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. What was your least favorite part?
Oh, that's... So, I think just about any part that has the British guy in there who can't enunciate a sentence to save his life.
The guy that was racist against robots?
Yeah.
I think
that
was Bjorn, right?
I'm sure.
I think that was Bjorn.
That man cannot enunciate.
Yeah,
save his life.
Kind of sound like an Aussie man video.
Yeah. I couldn't understand half of his lines, but I'm like, here's the thing. Andy, that's the robot's name, right? Andy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Andy's, you know, vibing. He's not hurting anything, and he's, you know, helping you out, even though you're completely mistreating him, and you still continue to mistreat him. I was kind of hoping when Andy went, like, kind of had the heel turn midway to the movie when they re-uploaded all that stuff, and they Bjorn and... What's the Navarro? Is that the other lady's name?
Yes.
That has the chest burster in her.
Oh yeah.
They're running away. I like him just like running. Something so like, I don't know, spooky about him full sprint running, trying to get him. No expression on his face.
Yeah.
Just staring him down through the.
That was unnerving. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, what's he gonna do?
Like, please.
That was really good.
Rip this guy up, please.
Yeah.
This dude's annoying.
Deserved.
No, that part was really cool.
Yeah.
Did we skip least favorite character? I think I did.
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say my least favorite character was Navarro. I don't know what it was. I felt like most of the characters had some sort of character progression, or they were just had such a defining character trait that before they died, I felt like she was, out of all of them, just the most basic.
You die first character.
Someone's got to get the chest burster.
Yeah.
Yeah. The actress did phenomenal in the chest burster scene, but I just feel like as far as like with all these other characters having a really cool trait, as much as I didn't like the one guy, like
Brit fellow or whatever.
Bjorn, his antagonistic traits towards the robot made him stick out to me. Kind of like what you said earlier, being bad is better than being mid. And I felt like she was just very mid.
Yeah.
So she was my least favorite character.
I would agree. Here's the thing. She's the most forgettable character, and honestly, and here's the funny thing, I remember her name more than anyone else's.
Really?
Yeah.
She has a cooler name.
Yeah, Navarro kind of sticks out. But, you know, as a character, she's not interesting.
What's our main girl's name? Rain?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rain.
I think that's what it was.
I forgot about that completely. No, I think it wasn't it Marie?
Was it Marie?
I thought it was Rain. Was Marie.
I got on IMDb and copied these from here. So if it's not Rain, internet, I apologize.
Well, it's going to be Rain for the rest of the podcast.
Don't lambast me too hard. Yeah. With the David thing, now that we've talked about least favorite characters, I feel like this movie, more than most other Alien movies, actually had character development, which was weird for a horror movie. Normally in scary movies, you don't get a lot of character development. But yeah. I feel like, at least with Rain and Andy, you got a little bit. You got... Yeah. A good bit with Andy by the end of it, which is weird that the robot probably had the most character development out of anyone in the movie.
Most human out of any of them,
Him, early on they established, like, oh yeah, hey, we're going to do all this, and you can't come to this new place that we're going to. They don't allow your kind here. And he's like, all right, I guess.
Sure, I'll do whatever's best for Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like, he's a neat character. I really liked that they... In most of the Alien movies, it just kind of like starts and ends wherever our movie takes place. So like the Nostromo or something like that. With this one, we got to see what like civilization life is like for like normal people, for a lack of a better term. You always knew that Weyland Yutani is evil. But watching them just like tell looked like she's a 17-year-old girl, be like, oh, your passport's denied. They decided to up the number. Sorry,
you're counted up. Yeah.
You watch the lady click something see it double like on the screen. It's like, oh, they're just pure scumbags.
Yeah.
And I love it. Like, I love that they showed us minor life. They showed us how ruined these planets are, because they're always talking about humans aren't meant for space travel in these movies. The aliens are the perfect life forms. That's why we're, and they actually showed that to us in this movie.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I had a couple other things on here, but I love the sound design, the original score. You said it earlier. This is a great looking movie.
Oh yeah. The rings, the planet rings look so cool.
When the satellite was crashing into them and like grinding against them.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks so cool.
Yeah. I also loved when the little goober gets in the ship with them, and it's like,
little...
and they kick the steering wheel, and Ike starts like drifting.
Oh
away.
Yeah, okay.
And then it goes in the hallway where I forget the name, robot
Andy
is, and like the lights from the ship, you see it like go through each of the windows down the hallway as it goes past them. I was like, that looks really cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah,
that gave me Isolation vibes.
Yeah,
if you played Isolation, right? Have you?
No, I've watched people. I watch like people you play should. It. And it's funny.
That gave me Isolation vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I had a thought and I just lost it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I help you find it? Where'd you leave it last?
I don't. Come back. Come back to me. I'll let you know if I figure it out.
I thought that they made the face huggers actually kind of scary in this one. Like, I feel like in other Alien movies, I kind of got the vibe of like the new Suicide Squad, where they just like hold their hand in front of the face and it's like, okay, what are you going to do? I kind of got that vibe. They did a really good job in this movie of showing like, no, these things are fast. They're super strong. They're very smart. Oh, just in general. I love how intelligent they made the alien in this movie.
Yeah.
They always hinted that they're smart, but I don't think they did a good job of showing it. When Andy is letting the hot one, as Jonah called her, die on the other side of the door, he like just stares at her and he's like, he can't even see the alien. He goes, it's waiting for me to open the door. It's hunting us. And then it pans out on her side and you see it just waiting in the corner. Yeah. Like, it's been letting her live just because it's going to use her to find her friends. I was like, that's
those are going
to
open the door. Yeah.
So smart. And I'm glad that they showed that.
It puts you in like a weird, sorry.
That's okay. You finish.
It puts you in like it kind of going off topic a little bit, but like that scene, I like it, cause it makes you feel kind of uncomfortable. Cause it's like, oh, open the door. But then he's like, evil Andy is like, well, evil Andy, you know, he's like, he would have just came through and we all would have been dead. And you're like, oh, you're right. But like, I still feel really bad for her, you know?
I hate to say it. I was totally with him. Leave the door closed.
Yeah.
The original movie, when you go, at some point you should watch the original movie. You're going
to
love Ripley because she's the only one with a head on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a person in the airlock with an alien on their face and they're like, open the door. And she's like,
No.
She's like, it breaks protocol. Like, why would we do that? And then they're like, open. And some guy lets them in anyways. And then you're like, she's like, why'd you do that? That broke. You've risked all of our lives.
All of our lives.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I totally agree.
Find
your thought.
No, but I had a different thought. I have a different thought now. The xenomorphs looked really good.
Ooh, yeah. They look good.
Looked really good.
They look cool. I don't know if they're practical or not. Like, I know they weren't always practical, but like when he grabs them, like the guy and lifts him up and he's up close. I'm like, yeah, that looks like a
I think that most of them were practical, which I appreciate.
Also, the lighting, the or lack thereof lighting in it does benefit that then because it kind of masks any sort of imperfections or anything any sort of practical effects.
I don't mean to keep trashing on the original movie because I really think you should watch it. If you're watching this, you've not seen Alien, go watch it. But it's a dude in a suit. And it looks good for 79, but like there's one scene towards the end of the movie where he's like, the alien is like sleeping in like this cubby. It's never, I don't think, explicitly said. And the lights start flashing and it like falls out of the cubby. And it's very clearly just a guy in a suit with a giant egg thing come off of his head.
Yeah.
Just falling off a shelf. And then you could see him like, do a push up to stand up, and then he's standing there, and the camera kind of pans around him, and it just looks goofy.
Yeah,
but like
looks dated.
This one, the suits looked crisp. Yeah. It looked good, and everything was wet. Yeah, the aliens were always wet, and they always had like saliva water spinning off of them. Mm-hmm. Like I thought that was cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were freaky.
Yeah. Did you remember your original thought?
No, it's gone now.
Okay.
It's not coming back. It'll probably come back like
next episode
as we're like signing off for this episode.
Oh wait.
I made a little bit of a list of some of the references I've seen. You've not seen any Alien movies. So let me start with you. Did you feel like it was like, "Oh, remember that? Oh, remember that?" Other than the one line we're talking about?
The singed, like I said, I thought that maybe the ship was the ship from the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the half-burnt alien was a character from the first movie.
The dude that they hooked up to the computer and everything.
Yeah,
to help.
He was actually.
He was. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was he like a same model then?
The synth. So they used a different actor, but they had someone else and like did like some facial stuff to recreate. Like. So the science officer from the first movie who lets them in when they're not supposed to, you find out is working for Wayland. They're researching these aliens and he's actually evil. They're only on the planet to find the alien. And that was the guy. So it was supposed to be like the same model of robot.
Yeah. Same vibe. Okay. That's the one I noticed. And then when I knew it took place in between the first two, and then when he has the super serum thing, and he's like, we have to get this off planet to the corporation, yada yada yada. I thought maybe this is gonna like tie into the second one, but I don't think they end up getting the serum off the planet. I think it because then it made Baby Monster.
Yeah,
and then I don't think they got it.
I don't think they. So like I said, they tied it in. They tied all the movies together, but no, the serum is actually from like the prequel stuff with like Prometheus and Covenant.
Okay,
so there wasn't anything else to like. They were like, oh, look at this, look at this.
Remember this. Get the member berries out.
I'm trying to think.
That's good if not. I was curious.
Just the guy, because you could kind of tell that they were doing face stuff with the robot guy.
Yeah, which it works because it's a robot.
I think it looked good. I've seen facial reanimation done better than that, which makes me wonder if they purposely left it a little janky because he's like half shut down.
Yeah.
I think it looked
like
good.
Like a broken robot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of any more, really, to be honest with you.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Like I said, if that's not the ship from the first movie, then that threw off everything I thought about it. So
for you, Cole, did you have any?
I didn't. Not any other ones that were mentioned.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I noticed quite a few little winks and nudges and callbacks. Perhaps my favorite one was the first character to die in the first movie. The first time you see the alien, he's standing in a room and there's like rain-ish looking water coming in from the ceiling. Like, he's in a room where there's just water dripping down. We don't know if it's coolant or what it is. But that is the first person to die, and it's the first time we see the xenomorph. I liked it. It was so subtle. But I liked that in this movie, they had the hot one. she was the first person to, like, see the alien. It takes place in a room where there's water coming in from the ceiling. And that's a small little detail. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe they didn't mean to make that connection.
Yeah.
But I really liked that touch.
Yeah, like that too.
There was a few things that I could have done without, like the cheesy one-liner. At the beginning of the movie, they have the little thermometer things that like dip their beaks in water and then reset back up. Those are a callback from the first movie. That one's fun and harmless. So they had a few that I didn't care for. But yeah, I just wanted to know, as people who haven't seen all the movies, were you like, did you feel like you were missing something?
Not really.
I mean, I assume the Wayland Corp. I'm like, I assume that's in all the movies.
The corporation.
The corporation. The good of the company.
Wayland Yutani. It's I love alien lore. Love alien lore. I was about to like start lore dropping on you guys, but I'm not gonna. Yes, but you should watch more movies.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I felt, for me, I felt like it maybe was a little slow at the beginning for me to at least to get into it.
I would agree. I think that like I get
you want to establish like, things before yeah. you start getting goofy alien antics here.
Yeah, I think it just takes a little, just a little bit too long for the alien to show
for stuff
up.
To start
just a little bit
hitting the fan.
I agree that you should build up though.
I personally didn't mind at the beginning. I've heard that critique from a couple other of my friends that have went and seen it. They said they thought the beginning was too slow.
But once it gets going, it's really entertaining.
I like a slow burn movie, and I think that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a slow burn. I mean, obviously, The Joker. We use that as an example. That's the definition of a slow burn movie.
Yes.
But for some reason, that one, I really liked the slow burn. I'm not saying I hated this one, but like it just felt like it drug a little bit before we got into all the alien stuff.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so pretty and the sound design wasn't so good and the score wasn't so like both pretty and spooky. It almost had some John Williamsy vibes and some Destiny vibes like at some point.
Very good ambient kind of thing.
Ambient sounds,
It wasn't just like some scary movies just go like. And I felt like this one, it had a real actual soundtrack to it. If it hadn't been for all those elements and the good actors and actresses doing like what they're doing, I would have hated the beginning of this movie, but I feel like it ties it together. And I don't disagree with you guys. I think that you guys' opinions are valid. For me, I didn't feel like it dragged. It wasn't until I started talking to other people. You guys are not alone. A lot of people thought the first third of this movie dragged.
Yeah. It's like, it's just a little, I would say like literally like 10, 15 minutes drags, but like.
Yeah. And but once they get to like the scene where they have the face crawlers that are swimming in the water and stuff or whatever they are, that's when it starts like really picking up and it doesn't let up then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am. They did a lot in that. I want to go watch this movie again. I want to go watch this movie again. I feel like they did a lot in that opening 30, as slow as it was. They foreshadowed a lot of things. I want to go back and rewatch it. And can I see the alien in the corner? And they just don't address it, like strung up from the ceiling above the hole in the floor. I wonder if that's there and I missed it. They did the gravity purge at one point, and then they brought that back later in the movie as like a story point. So I just kind of want to go back and see what other things did they like drop in there that maybe were in there and I missed.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about our likes. Any dislikes for this movie? I put that it was a bit heavy-handed at times with like references and callbacks, and mainly talking about that one cheesy one-liner and just a few little things. Did you guys have any dislikes about this movie?
Not really, because I haven't seen all the Alien movies. I've only seen the first two. So I don't really, outside of like the kind of the obvious callbacks that like, which really it's not like it's heavy handed there. I mean, for me, I didn't feel like it because I didn't know what any of these were referencing on some of like, it was like for Covenant or Prometheus or anything like that.
Yeah, there wasn't a ton of Prometheus. I feel like there was a decent bit of Covenant. Okay, well, I mean, I didn't have any many strong dislikes about this movie.
My main dislike would be like it dragging on in the beginning.
Yeah, I would agree. My only complaint, I said, I didn't get, like kind of like Cole said, I don't get a lot of the callbacks. But that one line, I didn't really hate it even. It was just kind of like, I feel like that took me out of it for a second. And then, I think I agree. The first third, I think, drags just a hair too long. But those are minor complaints, really.
Okay.
So, yeah.
This is one of the few times in a while I've left and I'm like, man, I loved that movie. Like, I was beaming. Last time after Borderlands, I said I wanted to interview people and we were leaving. I almost did it this time, but for a better reason. People were talking as they left and they were having fun. And instead of talking about how bad it was or what are we doing for dinner or like just kind of grudging out, they were all like, oh, I loved this. I didn't like this looked really cool. I loved how happy everyone looked leaving this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything else to say on it then. Like, I do, but like, without just kind of like rehashing the movie. I think people should go see the movie if you have seen it. I mean, I'm not going to say anything you wouldn't see with your own eyes.
If you're a fan of Alien, go see it, which you're going to go see it anyway if you're a fan.
Yeah.
But even if you're not, I don't feel like it's so like you have to, there's like a prerequisite to see all these other movies, obviously with Jonah here.
I loved it.
You can go watch it and enjoy it without.
I think that Alvarez was going for that. I put in, whenever I was like talking with someone, I said, it's Alien for a new generation. Like how Star Wars was Star Wars for a new generation. This is Alien. At its core, it has elements from the entire franchise, but Alvarez just had fun with this movie. Like, I think you could tell he had fun making something he loved.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen an Alien movie before, I think this is a great jumping on point. This is a movie you can watch, and then you can go backwards and watch the prequels, or you can go forwards and watch the rest of them. I think this is a really good jumping in point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you guys don't have anything else, you guys just want to go into the rubric?
Yeah.
I'm down. I have nothing else to add.
All right. So I'll start us off with plot. I'm going to give plot a 4. I recognize it has some pacing issues. I'm going to wrap the cheesy one-liners and a couple things like that into the plot. For an Alien movie, the plot was really good. They're not known for their plots. Yeah. They're kind of helter-skelter, and some of them, I dare say, bad, like actually bad. So I'm going to say the plot, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. I thought it was a very solid plot. Cole?
I thought the plot was the weakest part of this movie, so I'm going to go 3. It's very mid. They're just, obviously it drags on in the beginning, but then it kind of feels like it gets to a point where I'm not remembering this movie for the plot of the movie, if that makes sense. It's not trying to tell a story. It's just like, here's aliens, have fun with it.
I feel like, I guess, like for an Alien movie especially, but for a scary movie, the plot was good. I leave most scary movies not caring about the plot at all. You're right.
Yeah.
This one, I could tell you what happened pretty point for point to get to the end, and that's better than most scary movies I've seen.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, I know we got here, but all the stuff that happened in between story-wise, I don't know. It wasn't bad. It was just very, very middle of the road. Yeah. That's definitely the weakest part of the movie.
I'm not going to try to upsell you. Yeah, you're good. Okay, Jonah.
I'm going to go 4. I really like the plot. Like I said, the only thing I would knock off points for is the first tag. Like I said, that's minor.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to bring down that many points for that. But yeah, I felt like for me at least, no, it wasn't like groundbreaking or anything, but I felt like something was always happening in the plot that was interesting or had me on the edge of my seat, grabbed my attention. So I'm going to give it a 4.
4. Okay. Cole, why don't you start us off with characters?
I'm going to give this a 4.
4.
Navarro was very mid/uninteresting, and also I'm going to link performances also with characters.
Okay.
Dude that played the Bjorn fellow that can't enunciate, which, I missed half of his dialogue because he's running them all together.
You mean both?
I thought
he's talking like Gambit from Deadpool and Wolverine out here, running all his words together.
Yeah.
So I mean, other than that, and also just the characters. Obviously, we don't remember any of the names, but that doesn't mean they're bad characters. They're just I don't know. Everyone was very, had a good performance, minus Bjorn, and Navarro was just a very boring character.
Yeah, I'd agree. Jonah?
I think I'm going to go 3 on characters. There's nothing wrong with the characters. I thought they were pretty good characters, but this happens a lot with horror movies, I feel like, Like I said, I don't remember any of their names. I didn't particularly feel too upset when they died, for the most part. Besides maybe the pregnant girl, but that was just because she was pregnant, and I was like, oh,
or the
poor kid.
Because she's hot.
Well,
Jonah's like,
not the hot one.
That lady went through it.
She had a terrible time. She had the worst time.
Yeah.
Like I said, 3's not bad, but if I can't remember their names, I don't care that anything happens to them. I can't really give them 2. I have a score.
Average, middle of the road.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 4. Once again, I'm with Cole. I think that for a scary movie, the characters were good. Most of them were well-written enough that I could tell you their likes, dislikes, their interests, their goals. Most movies don't ever hit that high, especially a scary movie, especially an Alien movie. With the exception of Navarro, I thought that they all had a story. They all had a goal. Even Bjorn, I couldn't understand what he said, but he had a backstory. You don't get that with scary movies often, unless the backstory ties directly into the plot. We understood why he was racist against robots, and it was a valid reason. And it was I would too.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. That's true.
I'm going to give it a 4. I think for for a scary movie, for an Alien movie, I really enjoyed most of the characters. And then the ones that I didn't like died soon. The ones that I did like, I liked them enough when I cared that they died, like Tyler. Sacrificing himself, getting kind of strung up into the ceiling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, Jonah, start us off. Visuals.
I'm going to go 5. I think the strongest thing about this movie is like the vibe, like the abandoned spaceship aesthetic, and the lighting, and like the big, like I love like at the beginning when the spaceship's in space, but there's no light, or like so you don't see the ship because like blends in with space. I don't know. The visuals I thought were really strong. I agree with you what you said earlier. One of the best looking movies I've seen in a long time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to five.
I'm also a five. I think they nailed the visuals. Absolutely. They used a lot of toys and physical props and stuff like that. They tried to, it looked like they tried to limit how much CG they used. I really appreciate that. Yeah. Cool.
I'm also going to go a five. The vibes are immaculate in this movie. Like it does give off, you know, what you think of an alien movie or like a horror movie that takes place in space gives off that vibe. Yeah. The spaceship, the xenomorphs look great. The rings outside in the of the planet look great as it's grinding down. That's just
looked so good.
Yeah,
that image is like my memory's not good. Like it takes a lot for an image to stick in my brain, but I can like see in my head her dangling out of the shuttle while the ship like disintegrates and gets drug into the rings behind her. Yeah. Like it's just so good looking.
Even, yeah, epic looking, even the Voldemort xenomorph human hybrid thing.
That jump scare, I know we didn't talk about this. I don't jump often.
That got me.
That
got me.
Because, and I kind of wondered, I was like, oh, they didn't show him fly out. Like, is he in the ship? Like, is he really dead? But I wasn't expecting him because there was no sound. I will say this. Let me jump ahead. Audio, five for me. I think that Alvarez used audio perfectly in this movie. He knew when to make it loud. He knew when to have nothing.
Yes.
The soundtrack was good. It wasn't overbearing. And it was pretty at times. Like I said, I got some John Williams vibes in a couple songs. One song reminded me of like the Destiny 2 soundtrack a little bit. And then there was times when it was like the scary music box string grunge stuff. But that moment with the jump scare, it was dead silent.
Yeah.
She's crawling up. And then he jumped out and the music came back in full force.
Yeah, chef's you think kiss. She's home free. And then, it's like, ooh.
Chef's kiss. My wife like jumped for a solid 4 seconds in the theater.
Like she had cartoon like, character.
A little spasm.
Yeah.
Like she was not happy. So I'm a five for audio. Cole?
I'm a five for audio as well. Sounded great. It nothing felt out of place audio-wise. Everything was crisp. It gave off. It could just be spooky, just atmospheric. The ambience was there. It was great. Good good quality sound, this one.
It was solid. Jonah?
I'm also going to go five. I agree with what you guys said. Especially what you said about the ambience. Spaceship ambience is great. I like it when like it's showing space and silent.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of movies do that, but I like it.
But not enough do sometimes.
Not enough do, yeah, that's true.
Like,
I guess what I was thinking was like gravity does that. I was going to say something. Oh, the gun. I like the gun because like, you're like, they haven't really attacked, fought back at all. And then when you fire the gun, it just has like a oomph to it, you know?
Oh, it sounded so good. I need to look it up. I'm pretty sure. Like I said, I'm weird about gun sound effects in video games and movies. I really think they use like the original Marine gun sound effect from Aliens.
From the second one.
Yeah. I think that's the original like MP3 WAV file from that movie. And it sounded so good. It
sounded so good.
So,
and then the other one was when the acid drips on him. Like that sounds scary. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to get because it's burning and it's wet and like you got to get the bones in there. They did a good job with the acid.
Yeah.
There. That's a little thing I didn't think about, but you're totally right.
Yeah. I like that sound. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The final category, Cole, why don't you start us off? Enjoyment.
I'm going to go four.
Four.
My only knock on it is the pacing at the beginning. Like it kind of took me out of like, it was like, took me a little bit to get into like really enjoying this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So from start to finish, I didn't necessarily enjoy it. That first bit was, there's things I liked, but like it was hard getting into it. But once crap was hitting the fan, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm invested. And it was great. It was awesome from there on out.
Yeah. All right. Jonah?
I would say four also. I think Cole said it perfectly, you know? Yeah, I don't have anything else to add.
Yeah,
he said it, my exact thoughts. Yeah.
Cole's really good at that.
He's good at that, yeah.
I'm going to be 5, and I might be a little biased being an Alien fanboy. Like, I recognize my bias. I am acknowledging it. It might be nostalgia kicking in. I loved it. I thought for a scary movie, it was great. For a fun space action thriller, it was great. For an Alien movie, I'm going to make a lot of people mad. Maybe my second favorite one.
Ooh,
like, dang. It's Aliens, the second one, and then this one. I think this one passes up the first one pretty easily in my heart, just because it fixes a lot of that movie's problems.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah. I'm going to make some people mad with that one.
That's a take right there.
You like the classics.
It really is. Like I said, first one, great for a movie that came out in 79.
Yeah.
This one's great by modern day standards, while still, I feel like, honoring the original one.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that puts me at a 92%, Cole at an 84%, Jonah at an 84%, bringing our total score to 86.6%. Round up, Alien. Romulus gets an 87%.
A solid outing.
Yeah. Solid. Let me type that. I regret using my iPad for this now that I actually have to type in here.
Look at you go.
Alien. I already forgot. 87. There we go. Okay. Solid. Put that in the upper third of the movies we've watched. So pretty good. Okay. Before we close out here, I want to hear from you guys. I've asked this on a lot of stuff. There's a TV show coming out, Alien Earth, going to be airing, I think, on Hulu. It's an FX show. Forgot already who's directing it. There's a TV show coming out, but outside of that TV show, would you like to see more aliens? Where would you like to see the franchise go, and what kind of direction would you like them to take it in?
Me, personally, I mean, I'm not like the biggest fan of like the franchise, so it's not like I'm not going to lose sleep over if we don't get another movie, but I will go see it if we get another movie, if that makes sense.
Valid.
Yeah.
That's valid.
I'm like, if they said, hey, we're not making any more, I'm like, okay. Like,
do you want them to try something completely different? So like Alien Isolation, phenomenal game. But there are Alien games where it's just like run and gun Marines shooting each other. It's a
Doom clone on some of them.
One of my favorite games back in the day, it wasn't a good game, but it was one of my favorite games because it was so unbalanced. It was an Aliens versus Predator game where like 10 people would play as humans, 5 people would play as aliens, and then 2 people would play as predators. And it was like a three-way like free-for-all match.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And everyone had different powers and movesets. Aliens could go through the vents and like assassinate people. Predators could turn invisible and had like big javelins. And then if you were a human, God rest your soul. That's, I think, why a lot of people didn't like it.
Because
the majority of the people were humans. And it's like you're just getting murdered left and right by predators and aliens. And you're just trying to survive the best you can.
Oh, man.
I would love another game like that. Or another, even a movie, fun like that. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonah, what about you?
I don't know, because I don't know much about the lore, so I don't have any ideas. But I guess, like Cole said, I'd be on board to see another movie, because this was a lot of fun.
They got the Xenomorph from Fortnite now. Yeah. So
do they?
Yeah.
I might have to get that. True. That's pretty good. How much is he?
It's like 1,600 V-Bucks.
$16? No, thank you. I'm out.
But
I'll pass.
What if you get a cool emote where he's like, wow.
Imagine the Xenomorph doing the gritty.
See, the problem is I'm picturing right now my least favorite emote that I've seen you do is the, like, bird thing. I hate that.
The floppy one.
Xenomorph awesome. Do the big floppy bird dance, and I hate that.
Yeah.
Covenant ended with a android, I don't want to spoil too much, putting alien embryos and mixing them in with a bunch of human embryos.
An army of hybrids.
We never learned what's gonna happen with that. I expected that's what this movie was gonna address. So I'd like
it. We got baby monster.
I'd like at least kind of, that was actually more of a, that was, they kind of reverse engineered an engineer with that. Once again, you'd have to go, we should watch the other movies at some point. But I would like at least one more movie discussing what happened to those embryos. This is one of those franchises that I don't think they'll ever truly make like the final movie.
Yeah.
As long as they space them out and people keep having fun with them. I would do the rim shot, but I'd probably forget to edit it in. I'd be happy with them making as many more as they want to, as long as they treat them with respect. So awesome. That's all I've got. What are we going to see next, guys? Because I don't think there's anything else. Cuckoo's apparently not coming.
I think we're going to be on a little bit of a break for the next few weeks.
I'm going to throw this out there. We should go see It Ends With Us.
Hey, I'm down.
Down to go see that? We're
going to
peer pressure you on camera.
Could be funny.
I'm going to put no comment on this one.
No comment on that one. I think we should go see It Ends With Us.
Coraline's back in theaters, too.
Despicable Me 4.
I watched that.
Did you?
That's still in theaters?
Probably. I make a lot of money.
I don't want to go see it, but I want to go see some. Someone called me out. It was a family member that said, you guys go see all the movies you guys want to see. I like your podcast.
Well, yeah, we're paying the money for it.
Yeah, they said, I like your podcast. You guys should go see some like other scoped, like other movies of other genres. And I was like, you know what? That's valid. I was like, if we have a slow week, I'll push for it. So we might be taking a little bit of a hiatus. We have been kind of burning these out, but we might.
It's going to get busy, at least for me. Seems like the next few weekends I'm booked up.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to see us, go see It Ends With Us. Make sure you private message and call him out and leave a comment on all of our posts telling Cole that you want us to go see It Ends With Us. Other than that, though, I don't have anything else. Thank you for listening. Please share this with your friends. Leave us a review on Spotify. And Jonah, give us your best xenomorph noise. That's one of his better noises he's made. That was pretty solid. Awesome. Thank you, guys.